Let's just check in with travel expert Onanta Forbes to review some of the travel news headlines from the past week and get her travel tip of the week as well. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Big news in the past week about the new travel regulations not taking effect until September. But is this good news for passengers, you think?
Well, I hope so at the end of the day. There's a lot of dialogue that's said in the announcement that may be up to debate as far as what it really means. So the new regulations, which amended Canada's existing air passenger protection regulations, will apply to future flights that are cancelled for reasons including major event, weather events, a pandemic, as well as situations where it's not possible for the carrier to complete the passenger's itinerary within a reasonable time frame. So, for an example, if the airline cannot provide a confirmed reservation within 48 hours, it will be required to provide, at the passenger's choice, a refund or rebooking. And these new requirements are to provide clarity around timing, cost coverage, method of payment, and deadlines to refund travelers in such situations. So, for example, the airlines are required to provide a refund within 30 days. And this is developed in a manner that's said to be fair and reasonable to passengers, with the goal of not imposing an undue financial burden on air carriers that could result in higher travel costs.
Mm-hmm. Well, as always, the devil's in the details, but the wording reasons outside an air carrier's control, that's the big change, because that wasn't there before, right?
No, it wasn't. And that's good for consumers, because before it was not to their favor. So I think, you know, it's a path to helping consumers go forward, because we're definitely seeing delays in cancellation due to staffing to all levels of a travel journey, like whether you get into the airport with security, with airline staff, even going to a restaurant. Will you have enough time to grab a meal before your connecting flight leaves?
Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't happen until September, so it doesn't help the delays over the summer. But we'll see. And maybe by September 8th, it'll all work out and everything will be kind of back to normal. On another note, the ArriveCan app doesn't look like it's going away. What's the deal with the ArriveCan app? Like, I don't have a problem with it.
No, and I think travel industry advocates like ACT, I think they're going to be a permanent tool and a requirement for travelers crossing the Canadian border. Right now, it's facing huge criticism from politicians, businesses, travel industry advocates who say the mandatory program should be turfed altogether. Some argue the app is hurting cross-border tourism communities, while others say it's difficult for use. Like, for example, maybe somebody just doesn't know what an app is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the transport minister has implied that updates to ArriveCan are coming, recently telling Global News that the government is looking to improve the user experience. Now, with summer coming, sooner is better than later.
Mm-hmm. Your travel tip of the week. Let's do that.
All right. So my travel tip of the week is always pack a sarong. And this may be more relevant for women, but it's also necessary for men in quite a few countries. A sarong is required at a lot of religious sites across Asia. And when you're traveling to a hot continent like Asia, naturally you want to have lightweight clothing on, which usually means or could mean that your shoulders are exposed. This is a big no-no if you want to enter certain religious sites. So having a lightweight sarong with you is an easy way to cover up. It's also a great way or a great thing to have when you're on a beach. You can lie on it instead of a towel. So it's lightweight, it's easy to pack, and it will not take away the enjoyment of being not able to enter different sites throughout the world.
Always good tips, always good advice, and always great to chat. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Onanta Forbes, and onantaforbes.com is her website. Thanks again,
Onanta. Yeah, thank you, Randy. Take care.